talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Another random start for you here at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I was just scrolling through some additional news headlines that I didn't catch before the show. And there's a headline from one of the liberal news sources here. It says, why Montana's tuition is going up. Why tuition is going to be going up for Montana colleges. You don't even need to read the story. I can tell you why tuition will be going up. Because the Democrats are still in charge of the Board of Regents. Governor Gianforte has gotten some appointees on the Board of Regents, which oversees the higher education system here in Montana. But Democrat appointees still have a majority of those seats. So the Democrats are raising your tuition. You just need to know that, kids. All of you newly graduated high school seniors that are now heading to college, you need to know why your tuition will be more expensive. Democrats. All right, let's go to Tim and Billings on the phone lines. Tim, we heard the some of the FBI news during the break there. The head of the FBI refusing to respond to a congressional subpoena. So maybe they should get the Steve Bannon treatment, huh?
Well, you know, Aaron, they assured us after the Durham report came out that they have fixed all the problems that John Durham found in the FBI. They fixed them all right. They fixed them to where it's going to be harder for them to be found out when they do it again the next time. These directors of the FBI, man, they must need a Gerhardt dump truck to haul their heads around because they got such huge egos. Who in the hell do they think they are? They work for us. Congress is their oversight. If Congress wants to see what they've got in their wallet, they have to show them. If your boss came in and said, hey, Aaron, I need to check out your company-owned computer. I needed to look at your email. And you said, no, that's classified tactics and maneuvers or whatever, sources and tactics.
Sources and methods,
You'd be armbarred and out the door in a heartbeat. Who do these guys think they are?
I had to laugh when you were talking about, the FBI claimed, yeah, we've learned everything. We've learned from our mistakes. My dad used to always joke, you know, whenever he'd get a little angry on the golf course, and we'd make fun of him when we were little. Hey, didn't you throw that club on the golf course a couple of weeks ago? I'm a new man now. He'd always joke, I'm a new man now. And then as he gets angry on the course, hey, you're a new man now, Dad. Come on. Anyway, it was just always a funny joke. Just a great self-deprecating humor of, I'm a new man now. This is the FBI. No. We're a new FBI now. Are you? Because you just defied a congressional subpoena because you're covering for Joe Biden's corruption once again. So are you really the new FBI?
Certainly doesn't give the appearance of transparency by any means, does it?
No, not at all. Not at all. All right, Tim. Well, great to hear from you, and that'll tie in very well because one of the clips that I thought about playing at the end of the 6 o'clock hour, but instead we did the right thing. We shared your messages and got to your phone calls instead. But I want Joe Concha from The Hill. Was talking about the FBI defying this congressional subpoena. So I'll share that with you here right after this. And we've still got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well.
Here is your Montana news. A Wolf Point man pled guilty to attempted carjacking and brandishing a firearm in a crime of violence. Yet his crime spree was much more. At the end of September 2022, Santana Cruz Ledoux stole a lady's car at gunpoint as she delivered lab samples to a clinic and pepper sprayed her. Color 8 reports that later in mid-October, Ledoux drove around Great Falls in a stolen truck from North Dakota, got into a fight and discharged a pistol outside a hotel, then had a hit-and-run accident fleeing the scene. He tried to ditch the truck and carjack another car, firing a round at the driver. After running out of gas and hitching a ride, Ledoux stole that vehicle at the arrival of police and led them on a high-speed chase, crashing into a ditch by Sims. A woman with him since Great Falls called 911, fearing for her safety. Ledoux faces minimum 7 years and up to life in prison. That's the Montana News Minute. I'm Travis Slee.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today with showers and storms looking to develop mainly during the afternoon hours. High temperatures will range from the mid-70s in Bozeman to about 83 in the Billings area. For tonight, still looking at some showers and thunderstorms, especially before midnight. Temperatures will then drop off in the upper 40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in the Billings area. Still looking at more active weather into the end of the work week as we'll see more bouts of showers and a few storms on Thursday. Otherwise, cloudy skies, highs from 71 in Bozeman to about 80 in Billings. Then still looking at more rain showers and a few storms Thursday night, lows near 51 in Bozeman, 58 in Billings. Friday, still looking at more periods of rain and a few storms. High temperatures fall off to around 60 in Bozeman to around 60.
Strike free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, got some great messages coming in here on our Montana Talks app. Also got a great email from Gail. I think, is it Gail in Laurel or Gail in Billings? Either way, Gail sent us a message talking about an article in the Billings Gazette here. Let me throw on a little background music for this one here. Gotta turn it down just a little bit here. We gotta have a little Elton John. I guess that's why they call it the blues playing in the background here. So the Associated Press actually did a story, and this was the story that the Billings Gazette carried here. I mentioned this at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. We did a random start at the top of the 6 o'clock hour where I mentioned this story in the Daily Wire. Liz Cheney, the member of Congress, the former member of Congress from Wyoming, gave a commencement address at Colorado College, her alma mater. And according to the Cowboy State Daily, half of the students turned their backs on her. But listen to what the fake news had to say about this. According to the Associated Press article here. So the Cowboy State Daily is, as I understand it, is not some right-wing conservative news outlet in Wyoming. But according to the Cowboy State Daily, half the students at Colorado College turned their backs on Liz Cheney during her commencement address here. But listen to what the Associated Press had to say here. In their report about Liz Cheney's speech. Where was it at here? They claim, and it might have got cut off in the printout here. Here we go. According to the Associated Press, most students and parents in the audience applauded throughout Cheney's remarks. Yet some booed. Some students opposing the choice of Cheney as speaker turned their chairs away from the stage. Some students, most applauded, according to the fake news Associated Repressed that was carried in the Billings Gazette. So according to the Cowboy State Daily, half the students, that's a remarkable number, turned their backs on Liz Cheney. But yet, I guess that's why they call it fake news, because the fake news Associated Press is saying, oh, no, most people supported Liz Cheney. No, only some students turned their backs to Liz Cheney. Again, I guess that's why they call it fake news. All right, let's get back into it here. Let's see, I'll get to the Montana Talks app messages after this. First, I told Tim and Billings we'd play it, so we better do what we said we're going to do. Here's Joe Concha talking about the FBI ignoring a congressional subpoena.
This investigation has been slow-walked, as we've heard from whistleblowers now. So it's not like this is a he said, she said thing. This is actually happening. And can you imagine this? The head of the House Oversight Committee is now saying he will hold the FBI director in contempt for ignoring a subpoena, as Brooke just reported, regarding key information that involves the sitting president as it pertains to millions of dollars funneled to said president's family, including his brother, including his son, including his niece, and perhaps even himself. And ABC NBC, CBS, as far as their evening newscast, which still reached 20 million people combined, somehow ignores this bombshell development last night. If this was the other way around, and you had, say, House Speaker Pelosi or Adam Schiff sending a subpoena to the FBI director during the Trump era, and that subpoena got ignored, you could be sure there would be wall-to-wall-to-wall coverage. But instead now, Ashley, it's silence of the lambs.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be getting push notifications left and right on that one. But now this guy's back, the former FBI director, James Comey, and he says there is nothing new in the Durham report. Watch this.
Do you acknowledge perhaps that some mistakes were made along the way?
Oh, definitely. And they were found 4 years ago by the inspector general. So there's nothing new in this new document. But in complex investigations, there's always going to be mistakes. It doesn't mean the FBI isn't competent, honest, and independent.
Of course, he's going to deny that the FBI didn't do anything wrong because it would implicate him in some way, shape, or form.
Precisely, and that next book deal might go away. James Comey has already written two books, completely anti-Trump, completely partisan. This was a guy who was, before Christopher Wray, the FBI director, and he obviously had a huge impact on the 2016 election. Showtime also gave him a full-scale documentary miniseries portraying him as this shining light within the swamp of D.C. So, yeah, James Comey being on MSNBC, that's perfect. Actually, that was probably an audition that we just watched, because he likes nothing more than attention. He loves the spotlight. He loves the whole vanity of whatever his former position provided him. So I can guarantee you at some point he'll join all the other people who are former intelligence officers who are now on cable news telling you how horrible conservatives are and how they are the protectors of the institutions that we hold dear. It's just pathetic to watch.
Yeah, Concha was exactly right there. They would have had a field day if this was an FBI director under Trump defying a congressional subpoena from a Nancy Pelosi-controlled House of Representatives. But then the media ignores it when it comes to the now Biden FBI director ignoring a congressional subpoena. I guess that's why they call it fake news. Kind of like the whole story about Liz Cheney giving the commencement address at her alma mater in Colorado College, down in Colorado Springs. According to the Cowboy State Daily, half the students turned their backs on Liz Cheney. I think three quarters of the people of Wyoming turned their backs on Liz Cheney. But yet, look at how the fake news propped her up at the time. And they continue to do so. The Associated Press. The fake news that was carried by the Billings
800-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Well, we have a deal when it comes to the debt ceiling deadline, but why didn't House Republicans stick to the deal they just passed 1 month ago that appeared to have the support of the American people, even according to a CNN poll? Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. That's part of what we talked about on Tuesday's show, including the fact that Target lost $10 billion in just 10 days.
We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
USDA is extending the deadline for the Emergency Relief Program Phase 2 in the Pandemic Assistance Revenue Program to July 14th. The goal is to give producers more time to apply for the assistance. USDA's Farm Service Agency is partnering with 9 organizations to provide educational and technical assistance to ag producers and provide assistance in completing an ERP Phase 2 application. The groups include Farmers Legal Action Group, the North-South Institute, Rural Coalition, and others. For more information on the 9 organizations and their contact information, go to fsa.usda.gov.
Western Ranch Brokers is an industry-leading Montana ranch and farm real estate company with deep and strong Montana roots and values. They know the gravel road shortcuts, the value of water, and that good neighbors keep tight fences. They are personable, dynamic, driven, and principled advisors that deliver the highest level of marketing strategies in the industry. When you're ready to pass on your ranch's ownership, their results speak for themselves. See the difference at WesternRanchBrokers.com.
Returning back this morning, nearly 81% of the state's spring wheat is planted, with 63% of the crop emerged. As for sugar beet production, 39% of the crop has been planted, and 56% of the winter wheat crop has joined it. I'm Wayne Northland.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Also getting several messages in on our Montana Talks app. Try to get to as many of them as I can as well for you here. Best thing to do is call in, though, 294-0970. You got the phone lines open right now. Here's some of your Montana Talks headlines as well. A new judge selected to replace Moses in Yellowstone County. Here's how I summarize that story for you. A patriot will now replace a tyrant on the bench. Plus, funding follows the student in Montana's new charter schools. We've got a report from our friend Peter Christian at a KGVO radio in Missoula, talking about some of the education reforms that came out of the Montana legislature, signed into law by Governor Gianforte, also being touted by Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnson. And Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale objects to the debt ceiling deal, calling it a disaster. He's going to join us a little after 9 a.m. later this morning. Let's go to the message here from Less Than Three Forks, which ties into our conversations over the past couple of days about the debt ceiling deal. Less Than Three Forks says this: I still say that we, the Americans, are being ripped off by the federal government and all the monies they spend on a platitude of things. Like I mentioned yesterday, we need people like Matt Rosendale to clean it up. Maybe if we push hard enough, once we get another conservative president, maybe we get Congress to take all those stupid payments and quit paying other countries. Get rid of birthright citizenship, or at least ban illegals from getting it for their children while in the process of breaking U.S. law. Should be no raising of the debt ceiling. We cannot do this at home. Les, thanks for that message. Speaking of birthright citizenship, I did just see a story about this. Former President Donald Trump, this is from Fox News Radio, renewing calls to end birthright citizenship. Trump, through his 2024 campaign, announced on Tuesday that he would seek to end it via executive order on his first day in office. The idea, which was first floated during his time in the White House, would likely spark immediate pushback from immigration activists who have long argued that it is a guaranteed constitutional right. So these immigration activists claim that this is a guaranteed constitutional right. Well, since when? What is birthright citizenship? Some of you might be saying, well, what is birthright citizenship? So let's say if you were somebody who was in China right now, And you decided to sneak into the United States illegally, and you happen and your wife was pregnant, or you had a pregnant woman from China, and you want to sneak her into the United States illegally so that she can give birth, so that, boom, automatically that child is considered an American citizen or an illegal alien coming across our southern border. You give birth, boom, they're born in America, all of a sudden they're granted citizenship. Now, there was a court ruling that changed this policy that said, well, if you're born here, you're an American. It was never considered before that a constitutional right that, yeah, if you're just born here, you automatically become a citizen of the United States. How do we know this, by the way? If anybody deserved birthright citizenship in America, wouldn't it be America's first citizens? As our Native American friends are sometimes called, how come it took an amendment to the United States Constitution to grant citizenship to Native Americans? You would have thought that if anybody would have been American since day one, it would have been Native Americans, right? Oh, you mean to tell me that the Constitution didn't grant birthright citizenship? So how was that a constitutional right? Because, again, some activist judge decided to declare it so. So anyway, that's what President Trump was weighing in on this week. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hitting the campaign trail. He was in Iowa yesterday, and Politico's playbook has this headline. In today's morning edition, Ron DeSantis starts throwing some uppercuts at Trump. Let's see. Do I have a report on DeSantis? I know I've got some sound bites from here. We go. Here's the latest on 2024 DeSantis v. Trump. Here's the latest from Fox News Radio.
Former President Trump's been tearing into fellow Republican Ron DeSantis, saying the Florida governor did a poor job at handling the pandemic. But now DeSantis is firing back.
He used to say how great Florida was. Hell, his whole family moved to Florida under my governorship. Are you kidding me?
After putting in a campaign appearance in Iowa, DeSantis told reporters the former president needs to take a different tack.
I'm going to focus my fire on Biden. And I think he should do the same. He gives Biden a free pass.
The Republican contenders are both in Iowa today, with DeSantis making stops in Sioux City, Council Bluffs, and Cedar Rapids. Trump will be speaking to a Republican dinner. Then he's featured in a Fox News town hall Thursday. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All right. We do have your Fox News update coming up here in about 15 seconds. So hopefully they don't play that exact same report. Otherwise, we'll have a bit of a double tap on the news for you there. But that's all right. That's all right. You can't plan everything out here. Got a message from Jeff in Victor on our Montana Talks app, and Ed in Geyser coming up in 60 seconds.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Two ways to steer the economy with a House vote tonight on the McCarthy-Biden deal to suspend the debt ceiling and slow down spending. The House Rules Committee narrowly waved it through over conservative objections that it doesn't cut enough. Presidential candidate Ron DeSantis aligning with the more conservative arguments with his own plan to tackle the economy.
Our great American comeback starts by sending Joe Biden back to his basement in Delaware.
DeSantis in Iowa promises if nominated, he can beat Joe Biden and serve two terms while Donald Trump would be limited to one. Trump headed to Iowa today with a town hall on Fox's Hannity tomorrow. And the next contender, Fox News confirms, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will announce next Tuesday in New Hampshire. Former federal prosecutor used to be Trump's debate coach. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. We didn't plan it that way, but that timing actually worked out really well. We teed up one angle of the DeSantis v. Trump story, and then we heard additional sound bites there during that Fox News update. That worked out very well. This is another one that I had racked up, racked and stacked for you here this morning. Let's see. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in Iowa, in the early presidential caucus state of Iowa yesterday, pointed out that we need to keep the attention and the spotlight on Joe Biden and Joe Biden's failures.
Our great American comeback starts by sending Joe Biden back to his basement in Delaware.
He also had this to say. This was on the Fox News website earlier this morning. We were talking about the FBI. Had that phone call from Tim in Billings. Now, talking about the FBI ignoring this congressional subpoena. And all of the other weaponization of the federal government that we've seen here, especially in recent years. Here's what Governor DeSantis had to say in Iowa yesterday.
We have a bureaucracy that our founding fathers would find unrecognizable. It is an unaccountable, weaponized administrative state that unevenly wields authority depending on its targets. Two different sets of rules depending on whether you're a member in good standing of elite society or not. If Hunter were a Republican, he would have been in jail years ago.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Let's see. A couple of messages that came in on our Montana Talks app here. Jeff and Victor said this when it comes to the debt ceiling negotiations. The House held the power of the purse. Negotiations should start with what you want. That should be the opponent's best chance for a deal. Then they get less and less. That is smart negotiations. That's what Jeff and Victor had to say. Ed and Geyser said, yeah, so what? Yellen, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, visited China about 3 weeks ago. The G7 meeting took place with Biden making a quick run to Japan. June 1st deadline moved to June 5th due to holiday weekend schedules. Biden pledges $375 million more to Ukraine and starts training their pilots on F-16s. That the Americans were not going to provide. $4 trillion more will be gone within a year. print up some more. We only owe it to ourselves. It doesn't matter anymore. These numbers are meaningless. That's what Ed and Geiser had to say. All right, let's see. We got a lot coming up for you here on Montana Talks throughout the morning. Plenty of time to take your phone calls coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show as well. I was trying to land an interview with Grover Norquist or Steve Moore to get their take on this debt ceiling deal, but that might be coming for you tomorrow. So stand by on that front. Crazy story out of Great Falls. We should mention this one in the 8 o'clock hour. Apparently, Cascade County Democrats are election deniers. There's a liberal blog reporting that two districts in Cascade County want their elections voided and conducted again. This is the Democrats attacking the newly elected elections administrator there. I guess we need to call them election deniers now, huh?
Securing America.
A political standoff impacting the U.S. military continues. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, is holding up more than 150 military promotions due to the Pentagon's policy, which pays travel costs for female service members who undergo abortions. Tuberville says his problem isn't with abortion itself, but with the finances, saying at a committee hearing in March,
"This is about not forcing the taxpayers of this country to fund abortion."
At the same hearing, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin talked about the military impact of holding up approvals.
Not approving the recommendations for promotions actually creates a ripple effect through the force that makes us far less ready than we need to be.
While White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said of Tuberville last week,
"He's threatening, right, our national security with his political gamesmanship."
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Have you ever opened your cell phone bill and thought you were getting a good deal but realized you're still paying far too much? It's possible to lower your bill by making some tweaks, like opting for auto pay. Most wireless carriers like T-Mobile and Verizon will knock off $5 to $10 from your bill if you sign up for automatic payments. Or you can switch to a prepaid plan or carrier. Prepaid plans from Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T start at around $30 to $40 for a limited amount of data. Consider changing or removing your cell phone insurance and you'll save anywhere from $80 to $300 annually. Skip the upgrade. Keeping your smartphone for even a year after it's paid off can save you hundreds of dollars. Consider adding one or more lines and split the cost with other people. Cash in on discounts like for students, government workers, among others. And be sure to review your current plan and talk to your provider about additional ways to lower your bill. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Maybe it's because I have the weather news in front of me here. The wrap up from the National Weather Service office in Billings. You know, you're looking at from roughly near Livingston all the way over to Broadus, Montana. Here over the next couple of days into Thursday, Friday, you're looking at an increasing chance of storms and heavy rainfall. But when I got this message on our Montana Talks app from Lori in Billings, for some reason I was thinking of, the dire forecast from Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live back in the day. El Nino, it's Spanish for Da Nino. Anyway, but this is a good question from Lori in Billings. You know, we keep hearing, she says, I'm sure it's been explained, but if so, I missed it. What is supposedly so tragic if we default on the debt ceiling? If we default, well, if we hit the debt ceiling and then we don't lift the debt ceiling, why is it so tragic if we default? We need to pay our debts, but we also need to stop borrowing. That's a good question, Lori. I mean, we all know that, yeah, that there would be basically, you know, a lot of economic turmoil as a result of defaulting on the debt. But I'm sure somebody can explain it better than I can or better than we have already, maybe even on the show. So very good question. Because that's a question we've been talking about. You know, you hear the White House say, well, it'll be catastrophic if the United States defaults on on our debt. Okay, well then why is Joe Biden traveling all over the world instead of negotiating with House Republicans and getting a deal done, right? Instead he saves it for the last minute like everything else. So that's a very good question, Lori. Thanks for that call. Let's see. You know, we tell this with all of our guests. You know, it's we always have a remote option for you here. You can call into the show. You can message us on the show. Always better to be in person, but we can do a remote option for you. Have you on over the phone lines as well. That works great. Similar deal for our friends at Billings Last Diet. You know, it's always best to visit with your diet coaches in person and to see them there and to talk with your coach in person, get your ideal protein products, etc. But they've got a remote option available for you as well. We now have Dr. Dale Williams. Usually he's with us in person, but we're gonna exercise the remote option today. Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet joining us on the phone lines. Doc, how you been?
Doing well. Good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, good morning. Good to hear from you. It's been an interesting year when it comes to diet trends. Usually you get that big January rush, but I think the long winter got people thinking about dieting a little bit later on, thinking about trimming down a little bit later in the year, huh?
It did, and now that the weather's warmed up, we've got dieters coming in saying, hey, it's time to get my summer look on instead of my winter sweater look on. So.
Yeah, that's right. Time to ditch some of that winter weight. Well, that's what I've been focusing on is, taking everything that I've learned through your great team of coaches and, okay, how do I just shed a couple more pounds just to trim things up at the start of summer? Because especially before you get into the heavy barbecue season, it's nice to trim things down because, you might slip a little bit over the summer months too.
That is so true. Barbecue season can be tough because it's a little hard to be compliant in phase one. It's not impossible. That's the great thing about the diet coaches is they can provide you options for when it does get barbecue season. But it is a tougher time. So we encourage people if you're looking to lose a little bit of weight, give us a call and we can help you out. You know, we've had thousands of dieters through Billings Last Diet over the last 14 years and we've this has just been one of the most fulfilling things that we have done in healthcare is helping people get to a healthy weight so they can have a good summer and have a good healthy life and put quality on the years and years on their qualities.
That's right.
Not quite right, but
you mentioned yeah. 14 years. I wish I had met you guys 14 years ago. Instead, it was about 4 years ago, and you know, I just got back from my latest military deployment, and had a little post deployment celebration disorder going on, and eating too much and having too many beverages while watching a show, but you guys helped me take that off and more, but more importantly, keep it off for the next several years as well, and through this show. All of the listeners that we've been able to help, it really is. It's so cool to get the life-changing feedback that our listeners have experienced because of hearing about you and your program right here through Montana Talks. I always like to get your take on some of the latest things that I read in the news when it comes to health and dieting, et cetera. I know there's a study out for everything, and one study will say one thing, and then another study will say the opposite, even just days later. I saw a couple of things in the news here recently. One was a story about how apparently these very carb intensive, like take like a sweet muffin, for example. Anyway, the claim is that according to this study, I think it was out of the UK or somewhere, you might be tracking it, where, too much carbs, too much carb-intensive diets can lower your brain function. Now, again, I'm always skeptical of any of these studies, but I do know that when you're eating healthier, when you're eating some good Montana beef, having a steak, some fresh vegetables, et cetera, I feel like my brain works better after eating healthy, and I don't get that brain fog that I get if I'm bogged down with an unhealthy diet.
You know, your body works an awful lot like an automobile. As far as fuel goes, you put poor fuel in an automobile, you're going to get poor performance. It's going to be hard on the vehicle, and you're not going to get the performance you want. It's the same with us, with our bodies. There are different fuels that we put in our body that'll keep you alive, but some of them are better than others. And so the high-carb junk food fuel really doesn't burn clean in the body, there's a lot of residual leftover junk in the body that has to be processed. And when the body sees that fuel come in the high carb form, it says, hey, there's this way easy energy here. So if there's any extra, let's store it as fat. And so I tend to agree with that study that if you're not eating well, your brain won't function well. You know, ketosis, which is the physiological state we get our dieters into, ketones in the brain, the brain loves a ketone because it burns so clean and has such high energy in it. That's why people that have been on the diet say my energy levels are great. My medical focus and clarity is so much better when you're in ketosis.
Yeah, that's interesting that you mentioned that the brain and ketosis, because, yeah, I've noticed when I do my diet tune-up or when you're eating healthy and you get into ketosis to where I'm not going to say that any desire to eat food and hunger goes away. You still have to work at that and manage that and know how to deal with it, and that's where your diet coaches are really helpful. But you do get almost like a sugar rush, except for it's not like that. It's more like you've had a little bit of pre-workout before you go to the gym. That's the kind of the rush that when your body is in ketosis, that's the energy that you get while your body is burning that fat.
And I like to use the analogy of when you're in ketosis, you utilize energy like a briquette. It gives a slow, steady, hot energy. Whereas if you're eating a carb, it's more like a flash in a pan. Really fast hit of energy, but then it dies really fast. That's why the crash happens. And so when you eat poorly, you will feel sluggish. Your brain feels sluggish. And when you're in ketosis, there's one of the wonderful good side effects is your cravings decrease when you're in ketosis. And also when you're in ketosis, your energy levels are just so great, so steady, just nice, steady energy levels because you're burning fat is that source of energy, and you don't have those highs and lows, that roller coaster ride that you would if you were eating carbs.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and I love it too. You know, a lot of people are going to get out camping and boating. Well, how do you do that? Well, we always pack the boat full of snacks. We pack the camper full of snacks. How am I going to, you know, lose the weight? Well, actually, that's what's great is, man, I love like packing these Ideal Protein products from Billings Last Diet. They're perfect for snacks on the boat or on a camping trip. I mean, I went through the program in the middle of hunting season and it worked out great because I just grabbed some of the Ideal Protein, chips, take them with me, and then, you know, while you're driving on to your next hillside to go hunt, you got a great snack to take with you, and so it just works all around. BillingsLastDiet.com is the website, or you can call 294-6751. Doc, when's your next free seminar if people just want to check it out before they dive in?
Every Wednesday at noon. So today at noon, we'll have a seminar, and then next Tuesday on the 2nd, June 2nd, we'll have an evening seminar. And if neither of those work for you, give us a call and talk with one of the diet coaches. They can get you set up where you can get that information that you need to find out how the program works and whether it's right for you.
That's right. They've just like Doc Williams is joining us remotely right now, they've got a remote option for you at Billings Last Diet as well. Dr. Dale Williams, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Aaron. Have a good morning.
Hey, you too. By the way, if that weight has thrown your back out or your neck out as well, Doc Williams is a great chiropractor there as well. So he'll get you straightened out in a number of different ways.
Fox News commentary.
As Ron and Don duke it out, the GOP is missing the boat on what matters most, our election strategy. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Now that Governor Ron DeSantis has entered the ring, the bloodbath between him and Trump and their respective supporters is in full swing. We knew this was coming, and it was unavoidable. It's going to be a competitive primary, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I say let the best man win. However, with all the attention on their nomination battle royale, I can't help but be concerned that the GOP at large is missing the bigger picture. The Democrats are proving once again they aren't afraid to put up Joe Biden, even in his current cognitive state. And why? Because the Democrat Party has learned and perfected the art of electioneering, ballot harvesting, early voting and voter registration. They don't seem to care that their candidate is crumbling, unpopular, and incoherent. This should be a giant red flag for the GOP because guess what? We don't have an election strategy as of now that can compete. The Democrats don't have an election machine. They have an election wood chipper. And if Ron McDaniel, the RNC, and the entire GOP fail to get our head in the game, we will lose. I'm Tommy Lahren.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double arm kick. Carry. Looks like dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at NHTSA.gov.
162-63. Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios. Trusted by the Northwest. Montana owned. Online at GrizzlyGoldandSilver.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, when I speaking of commencement speeches, you know, Liz Cheney, over half of the students at Colorado College, I'm glad somebody jumped in on Twitter. Now, I'm not familiar with Colorado College right now, but I know in the 1990s when I was in Colorado Springs, Colorado College was kind of like the downtown granola kind of hippie kids. It was kind of considered this granola hippie kid college. So maybe some of the students turned their backs on Liz Cheney when she was given the commencement address down there because they didn't like the Iraq War. Maybe there were some liberal students that's why they turned their backs on her. Who knows? Maybe a lot of the students turn their backs on her because of, you know, what she's done to America by teaming up with the Democrats to throw Donald Trump under the bus. I don't know the various reasons for why so many, more than half of the students, according to Cowboy State Daily, turned their backs on Liz Cheney during that commencement address. I just know that, and apparently Colorado College, somebody said this on Twitter, is still considered a liberal college. So at a liberal college, over half the students turned their backs on Liz Cheney. Speaking of commencement speeches though, did you guys hear about this commencement speech given by one of the students at a law school in New York? I had a couple of the sound bites from the speech ready for you yesterday, but, you know, we had so many other topics that we got to. We never got to this story. Here's the report. This is on, City University of New York.
The fallout continues from this law school graduation speech at City University of New York. During their May 12th ceremony, student Fatima Musa Mohammed slammed Israel, capitalism, all while praising her school's take on the legal system. In response, City University Law School called Mohammed's remarks her own perspective and that, as with all such commencement remarks, they reflect the voices of those individuals. But the school's Board of Trustees and Chancellor called it hate speech, stating they were a public expression of hate towards people and communities based on their religion, race, or political affiliation. Pro-Israel groups say it's blatantly anti-Semitic and are calling for the public school to lose its funding.
Yeah, it's completely absurd. These liberals would lose their heads if some Christian or Jewish student gave a prayer at one of these commencement deals or said something pro-Christian, but you get an anti-Semitic nut job and they're okay with it here. Here's part. She described the fascist NYPD. She described the U.S. military as fascist. Fatima Mohammed. You would have thought it was Ilhan Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota, giving this this train wreck of a commencement address.
Like many of you, I chose CUNY School of Law for its articulated mission to be law in the service of human needs. One of very few legal institutions created to recognize that the law is a manifestation of white supremacy that continues to oppress and suppress people in this nation and around the world.
Oh, yes. Oh, white supremacy. Oh, I'm so oppressed. You're giving a commencement address at a law school in New York City, but you're oppressed. Get the heck out of here if you hate this country so much, in more ways than one. Rick in Shepherd on the phone lines. Rick, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I just called Zinke's office to see if he was going to vote for the budget deal.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Well, I got one of those answers that normally means yes, which is he's still reading the bill, and he hasn't made up his mind. And I'm going, yeah, he doesn't read the bill anyway. His staff gives him the high points and low points of it. And then we move on, and I'm going, okay, and what more does he need to know except there's no debt limit between now and the end of 24 after the election? I mean, does anything else need to be said besides that?
I guess I have no problem with him saying that he's still reviewing the bill. Yeah, I'd seen a report earlier that that Zinke's responsible that he's still reviewing the bill. I think that's a lot of Montanans that are still weighing this, saying, okay, hey, yeah, we like the bill that already passed a month ago, but also, you know, you've got Speaker Gingrich saying that this is a Republican win here, and is this deal better than no deal, and Republicans just doing what they've always done, which is just hiking the debt ceiling. And so, yeah, I think Congressman Rosendale's made some good points, but I think Zinke is where a lot of Montanans are at right now, which is undecided on this newest deal that